It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released their May cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle were placed in their feedlots the preceding month, how many were marketed the preceding month, and just how many were in the feedlot at the beginning of the month. When we return from the break, we'll talk about those numbers.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the May cattle on feed report was a little bit negative to the cattle markets as we're starting to see increases in the numbers versus the previous year. Of course, it's been over a year that we've started to see the numbers decline as far as the cattle market was concerned, especially for the number of cattle going into the feedlots, how many were being placed, and the marketings. But now we're finally starting to see numbers starting to come in and show a little bit above the previous year's pace. It's bound to happen as we saw some pretty low numbers here over the last year. As far as the report was concerned, the on-feed estimate came in at 102% of a year ago. That was 2% higher than the previous year, 1% higher than the average trade guess, and the first increase in the number of cattle going on-feed in 18 months. Placements came in at 106%. That was up 3% above expectations, a little bit bearish to the marketplace as well, as it showed another good amount of cattle going into the feedlots. Marketings came in at 90%, which was 1% less than expected by the trade. We continue to see cattle staying in the feedlots a little bit longer than normal as we're still trying to put on that extra weight for the fact that we need the extra meat. When you look at the breakdown, as far as the number or the weights of the cattle going into the feedlots, the under 600 pound category was up 20,000. 6 to 699 was up 20,000 head. 7 to 799 was up 20,000 head from the previous year. 8 to 899 was up 14,000. And we're seeing the 9 to 999 up 15,000 from the previous year. Overall, we're looking at about 89,000 head more going into the feedlot than we did see from the previous year. Overall, a little bit negative to the marketplace.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.